Welcome to Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, the AARPG's new actual play series using the Dragonbane RPG by Free League Publishing. I'm Nathan, your host, co-GM, and I'll also be playing Brains, the idiot Wolfkin thief. Let's meet my friends and fellow cast members.
I'm Malcolm, your co-GM, and I'll also be playing Corinne Rinesmith, the judgy halfling bard.
Hi, I'm Tyr, and I'll be playing Dane Ringson, a human scatterbrain scholar.
I'm Chris, and I'm playing Sigyn, elfin huntress.
Hey all, this is Anthony, and I play Kurgan, and he wants to remind you,
you should go and get stuffed.
Hello everyone, this is Sean. Now we'll be playing Baylor Banefire, Dwarf Artisan Specialist.
I'm Tim, AARPG's latest temporary Double Seeker probationary player. I play Quiverwing, the enchanting mallard whose spellbinding plumage shivers like distant lightning on a moonlit night.
Together, we'll explore ancient secrets of a long-forgotten empire, facing challenges and forging our destiny in a world where every castle, cave, and crypt holds the echoes of a bygone era. Get ready for an epic journey filled with laughter, suspense, and unforgettable moments in the Misty Vale.
Hello and welcome to the Advanced Age Role Playing Gamers Podcast. I'm Nathan. I'm your host. And this is Dragonbane, Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem episode 43.
No way.
43.
Congratulations for your amazing stamina for making it this far with us. If you're old like we are, it's probably the first time you've heard that.
This podcast is probably old enough to join us.
Yeah. This podcast will be able to drink pretty soon. Pretty soon, it'll be too old for Matt Gaetz to date.
Nice.
Anyway.
Fuck that ass.
We try to stay apolitical, but look, Malcolm just puts his book up.
I'm not here.
All right. So, we're playing Dragonbane. We are in the final stretch of saving
the
Misty Vale. We are. I'm still stretching.
Okay.
I'm going to hand
you
things.
You got to train.
I just want to say Misty Vale is a great stripper name.
Yeah.
It is.
Just
it
throwing
is.
That out there.
We should ponder that. On the poll.
Like one of my favorite B-movie softcore porn actresses, Misty Mundane.
Hmm.
That's also going live tomorrow.
No, that's real. I'll own that. I'll own that. That's not a problem.
Okay. All right. Well, Misty Vale to
Misty Mundane. It's soft
core. Soft core porn B movie.
Matt doesn't go for the light
Matt
stuff.
Matt doesn't even know what you're talking about.
Like, I thought that all ended back in the 80s with
That's opposed to it's not top shelf soft core porn.
I'm not talking
B level.
I'm not talking in the recent right. decade. Okay. Like this
stuff you beat it to in the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah,
the stuff where you like to try to mess with the rabbit ears.
This is feathered hair with tattoos.
Is this all going to be about my software porn habits? Or are we going to play some actual game?
Yeah, we need to play some. Yeah.
What would that podcast be called?
Softcore porn habits, but Tim, that's it.
You know what? We're going to do that one day. We're
going to
have
Tyr
on the left.
Floppy seconds right there.
I like Tyr Knights.
That's it.
Salty tears from that one eye. anyway.
One-eyed weeping. Great. Okay.
Shit, she is real. Born with a G-string.
He's looking her up.
I thought he was joking. I'm like, wow. And the first thing, it's picture her on the cover of a thing, Lord of the G-string. I'm like, wow.
Lord of the G-string.
It's doing a G-string.
Oh, I've seen that movie several times.
Today.
Just now. All right, let's go. Sorry.
Anyway, it is time to start rolling with this game. I wonder how much I'll probably keep all of that in. Fuck it. 43.
It's pretty G-rated. It's nothing.
Yeah. I'm sure that's all good. But Malcolm, please take it away before we go off into some other rant and rave. So,
B-level.
As we last left off, our intrepid, we'll call them heroes.
He's used the forbidden words.
Having, in the previous session, defeated a demon knight that challenged them on the road. As a matter of fact, it was none other than Balor himself using Umdurum to strike down the demon warrior that came to collect him and the sword.
Hey, good job, Balor.
Having defeated the demon knight, they and the accompanying and the company of orcs that is traveling with them, proceeded on to Mirror Lake and began setting up camp. They initially were setting up camp in what remains of the ruins of the town of Lakestrad, as well as the orcs. Chief Maladuk has broken them up into patrols to begin moving along the shore to basically patrol the shores of the Mirror Lake, because there have been attacks that of roving either cultists or undead under the control of Azakoth that have been encountered before. In the ruins, as they're searching it, they did find a ship that was fairly good condition, except for it looked like it appeared to have been sabotaged after some investigation. So now comes the question of finding the tools and the materials to do that. As the even if the dawning light and the orcs are sort of camping down or moving off on their patrols, in one of the broken ruins they start searching and encounter a ghost that rises out of the ground, and more ghosts seem to coalesce from the very air out of the walls that remain of this ruined town of the past. And that's where we left off, and that's where we open.
I believe what I said was ghosts.
Ghosts, you did say that.
That's right.
That's what brain said. Yes.
Rut row.
I guess the best way. I mean, we'll just start off with. It appears to be, basically, it is a series of, you know, the ruin, it's sort of a small ruin chamber that you guys entered. Basically, there's partial walls, some stone flagstones on the floor, and this tall figure, which appears to be in tattered robes, which has, what appears to be like sort of like armbands on his hand, on his hands, and sort of a circlet that doesn't seem to be a precious of metal, but possibly maybe some sort of leather with some sort of metal inlays on it that rises from the floor covered in a cloak. The others appear to be almost like common workers that seem to sort of coalesce out of the thin air. And even though you are outside and it is shortly before dawn, it even seems to even get much colder than it was before as they appear. The question now is, what do you plan to do?
Question. The dress of the people, what can I tell what age they're from?
Aquarius. Say Aquarius.
They are from the age of age. Based on their dress and based on that you believe the workmen you're not certain of, really. The man in the robes. Based on them, you would say this is probably from the time under either some period under the rule, or at least the time of the empire's existence. So about maybe, so this is definitely from the time of Eladain or Eladain's kingdom thereafter, okay. Empire thereafter.
Could I make a roll to see if they had any like marking on them,
You can give me a myths and legends roll.
Okay.
The rest of you, do you just hold?
That's a 3, so yeah, I make it.
Good.
Yes. Based on the actual sort of like circlet he's wearing and the symbols you can see on it and the sort of various sort of knots and sort of chains that are hanging on his belt that you sort of notice now that sort of come in and out of sort of vision, that he apparently appears to be a master shipwright.
Oh.
Okay. I'll motion for everybody to hold off in a second, and I'll speak in that language. Hold, Master Shipwright. I am a knight in service of the wielder of the sword of I almost said Uma Thurman. The sword of Udun. We seek your help and your assistance. We have gone to take the fight to the island to put an end to this. My lord requires a boat. But there is a hole, and we need it repaired. Can you assist us?
His face contorts between
one of a human face of so much sadness to something whose eyes hollow out and mouth is slowly distending and then stretching back to this. It's uncertain how it wants to settle, either on something humane or something profane, you're not sure. Why don't you give me a persuasion roll?
Ooh. Ooh. Indeed. Is that really a thing? How about I spend some willpower points?
I'll help you.
And use adaptive.
I have a persuasion of 8.
To use my sword skill.
And use bluffing instead.
Boring.
You're more than welcome to try.
Okay. All right, so I spent the 3 willpower points for adaptive. And he's going to use bluffing because, remember, in his head, it's still hard for him to realize that he actually is a knight. He still thinks he's in his books. And you're going to... How are you going to help me, Sean? How are you going to...
Oh, yes. My eloquent friend will describe everything.
Wait, you don't speak this language.
Oh, shit. I can't help
you. Okay. All right.
What language is it?
Well, you did hear him mention the word Umdurum.
Yeah.
You did hear him that. He sort of gestured back and said...
And I reveal the blade, like, a little bit to him. Because if he gestures to me, I reveal it and... Show
but
the
you just
blade
pull in. A little bit, or you just do you draw the sword, or what do you do?
No, I'm showing the hilt, the sword itself, or I'll just crack the blade a little bit to show it.
Okay, just
like tip
context,
it up with my offhand.
Just to give you some context as far as the sword. I mean, do think of Excalibur. As far as in the conscious mind of people, maybe most people aren't going to. I mean. Will they recognize it by the hilt? You don't know. Depends on how detailed the story they've got.
So I will...
But it's up to you. I mean, no, again, will they recognize it by the blade? Who knows?
If he gestures to him, I will pull the blade, like, not in a threatening manner, just pull it out and show it.
Okay, you can give me a persuasion roll.
Okay, here we go.
Sean, you need to do nothing.
Because I'm not tier, still sure what it does. Tier, I know it's bad against demons.
This is just a standard flat... I guess you're using bluff, but bluff roll. There is no, his boon for assisting you is canceled out by the bane that's on the roll to begin with.
Okay, well, the primary die I rolled is an 11, so I make it by 4. Okay. I had a bluffing at a 15.
Ooh.
He does. The face seems to settle on the calmer, more human-like visage. And the shipwright, and he says to you in the ancient tongue, then you do not serve the vile three-tongued demon king.
No, we oppose him with all our hearts.
Three tongues, you say?
Three tongues.
Mm-hmm. All three holes.
Reconsider your alliances there, Chris?
That's a shocker. That's a shocker.
That's something completely different.
What is your intent with the ship?
We will take it to the island, and we will take the fight to them. It is time to end this.
He will gesture to the side, and a stone on the wall will fall away. In there are the tools that will be needed to repair the vessel.
You have my thanks, Master Shipwright.
You have my mercies. And him and all the others sort of fade away, and the room becomes warmer. And then Corinne walks in. Did I miss anything?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all.
Good.
You missed a story. There's a song right there.
Okay.
Don't worry, I have copious notes. I have copious notes.
Great. I'm going to go back out then. But yes, you do find tools that can help you repair the boat.
Okay.
You will still require a crafting roll in which to do the work, as well as the materials in which to do that.
I will endeavor to do that since I'm the best crafter here. Give me some help. Somebody with better seamanship than me than 7, maybe.
And I'm going to need a rest to get them those willpower points back.
It'll probably take...
And health points.
It'll probably take a shift to do the repairs.
Okay.
So that should be plenty of time for you to rest. This is the first shift of this morning because the orcs made a point to try and get here before dawn, and they've begun setting up their camps along the shore, and so you'll have plenty of time to begin to work, Balor.
Okay, My first roll's a 2 on that.
Okay. So, the next several hours, I guess. I mean, you are doing the repairs on the boat. The orcs that they were assigned to grab some wood and so forth to, you know, will bring it over and provide it, drop it off to you. And with the thing is, I should have, you know, it doesn't matter because you made it. I was going to tell you, you make the roll at a boon with the shipwright tools, but we're not going to worry about that. But they are fine. They're like mastercraft tools. That's the thing. Like they're actually craftsman tools. Yeah. If you're going to be doing, but it's like for a woodworker is the thing. So
I will, and maybe I need to get another skill.
Yeah. Did you choose your heroic ability that you gained last?
Oh, I did not.
Okay. Well, just keep that in mind. But about shipwright. 6 hours.
Suddenly, this power just came to me overnight as I slept. I don't understand.
But it will take him about 6 hours worth of work, everyone. So you have a full shift to do something else if you want to cast, sleep, repair, whatever, do some other work, you can do that.
Who doesn't have a rock at this point? Baylor? I don't think I've given
I have a rock. Baylor does have one of your fine rocks.
Darg does not have a rock.
Darg does not.
Darg and I'm sorry, Dane, did I give you one?
No.
All right, I'll work on one for Dane.
I'm going to rest. I'm going to rest and recover hit points and willpower.
Okay.
And then I'll rest.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't rest till we're...
There is no rest for the week.
So, having completed the repairs, the ship, once again, is lake-worthy. And it is about, I guess, early afternoon, I suppose, as the ship now. At this point, you guys can choose to...
I'm going to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to go back to the ghost area where the hollowed out rock is,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to leave my journal there. I'm going to put it back in under, you know, I'm going to secure the rock back into place and put my journal.
All right. They do not emerge, but they just simply, you know, you're able to put your journal there with no problem. Okay. So basically it is, the morning has passed. It is now early afternoon. The lake, once again, like I said, unlike the rest of the Misty Valley, has no clouds over it. It reflects the sky with perfect clarity. The only thing is the single island is shrouded in a sort of yellowish mist, with a single point, possibly a tower or spire, sticking out of the mist on the far end from you.
If we didn't really do anything strenuous, would we recover the rest of our willpower?
Yes, you would have a full recovery of willpower and hit points. And
when you wake up, Dane, I gift you with a rock.
Thank you.
This will... All you need do is hold it in your hand and say, in your loudest voice possible, Quiverwing rocks.
I will hope that I don't have to, but I definitely will if I need to.
And when it
happens, hopefully that won't draw the attention of whoever just stabbed you to come back again.
And hopefully it won't be a warning when there's an avalanche.
But when you choose to do so, it's 48
health. Yeah, it's quite a substantial. Yes,
very nice.
It is a substantial amount. So you have a ship, you have a lake, you have an island, you have a quest.
This is it, you know, like you said, like Dane's like taking off stuff he just doesn't need. He's leaving it. It's like, this is it, friends.
Are you leaving it in a pile?
I was like, well, I mean, you know, like, you know, like bedroll, stuff like that. It's like, I think this is, we're either going to come back out or we're not.
Oh, of course, we're going to come back out. We are amazing.
Some of the orcs who are nearby go, the others didn't come out.
You can't take our stuff until you know we're not coming back.
What kind of decision is? You're going on the boat and no one comes back.
No, we're coming back because I'm good.
They don't get off.
I'm very good. We're gonna defeat this thing. You saw me cut that horse and demon right in half. No, you didn't.
Actually. Nope, I didn't see a thing.
Of course, you non-observant rube. Oh.
And if they cut him down, someone else will pick up that sword and lead the charge again. They can't stop all of us. He may be the first to fall, but he won't be the last.
I won't be the first. What are you talking about? I'm not going to fall.
I just wanted to say it was really wonderful to travel with you all.
Of course.
All the craziness. Dane, I really enjoyed it.
You are my traveling companion, Dane. I couldn't have done this without you.
I found the experience of traveling with these orcs quite erotic.
That's what? Just disturbing, says Karen, but yet right tantalizing now at the same time. I just want to say I've enjoyed traveling with you all and look forward to traveling with you again once it's all is done.
Please, get a room.
Right on, Queenie.
There's no room. It's all ruins. Look, this may be Quiverwing and Siggy's day of wonder with living in the clouds, but this is complete misery.
I would guess that say it's kind of like one room, just like a big open room, kind of.
That is not even no. It was probably a closet at some point in time.
Like open plan, really. It's concept.
No walls.
Yeah. It's a ruin.
Good name for it.
Neo ruin. Well, shall we?
Let's go forth and destroy this thing.
Oh, I don't know how to swim, so I'm going to sit in the middle of the boat.
We have a boat. Oh, of course, I see.
Well, if all goes, yeah.
I mean, I've read books about it.
That won't help you. So you're able to basically you all of you pile into the boat. Usig and apparently his silent counterpart will also enter the boat as well and help push it off the shore and climb in. Before you guys get pushed off by the orcs, Chief Meladuk comes to the shores and looks upon all of you and says,
I bid you farewell and wish you great success in your endeavors. We've lost three teams. They've been over to do the task, but they did not have the sword Imdulmon. And we know that if you fail, he will have the power in which to leave that island. We will begin construction of Rass.
Oh, is the chief a big, imposing warrior fellow?
Yes, she is.
Chief, we have a gift for you.
Another gift besides
besides the banner, yes.
Besides the banner and the very interesting duck thing. And the mallard thing. I mean,
he wasn't there for that part.
She didn't say duck. She goes mallard. The Maladris. I mean, we didn't actually stop, you realize. That's been going on all during the travel. We just...
That was true love. Don't cheapen it like that.
Oh, dear.
Aren't you married?
No, I'm not married. My backstory, which I wrote for you like 2 years ago, included the fact that my wife died.
Yeah, his wife is dead.
I thought you were looking for her. No,
for a certain Matt. That's why that map to the tome is important.
They were consensual non-monogamous. I mean, not that it's any of your business.
But. It just seems. I mean, such. Just like I am did not. I didn't. Good luck to you, Quiverwing, on that island. Okay.
Dane, while that's going on, brings out the Mastercraft heavy two-handed warhammer that we got as part of the tower loot.
Oh. This is nice.
You've dealt with us fairly, honorably, and you might need it if everything else goes wrong.
After all, we're orcs, that's what we do. But... You're right. And I appreciate the gesture, and I hope for you the greatest success, because if you fail, you would only prove me right, and I'll have to simply scourge this whole entire island trying to find him if we do not die by him bringing back his master to throw us all under the yoke of demon power for another 2,000 years. So, not much pressure. Just get it right the first time.
We'll be fine.
She looks at you, Balor, and goes,
Orsig has... given his solemn word that he saw you fight a powerful demon and defeat it.
Yes, of course. Why are you surprised? I do this daily.
I was just skeptical. But Ursic does not have the capability of lying, so I will simply accept that as a truth that cannot be denied, nor is it going to be proven.
No one can deny my essence.
Simply take that as is.
With my master craftsmanship still, look at the beautiful boat. It has a prow on it, a little prow. It's a pit. It's an image on it. Yeah. So I did take that heroic bill.
If you cannot handle what you have encountered, return back to the shore to the boat.
Yes, of course.
At least try to get on the lake. I will have watchmen looking across the lake to see if you guys enter back in the water. We'll meet you by raft to escort if you necessary.
Of course.
But we cannot abide on the island and survive without the
sword. Thank you. All right. So Baylor's going to do like a Washington crossing to Delaware and stand up in the front of the prow of the boat with the ready, looking noble, waiting for Dark to.
Washington was actually slightly amidships, more amidships.
Not in Baylor's eyes. He was up front.
I'll be just behind Baylor going, Baylor, get down so I can have a shot.
But look, I look so majestic.
And as I described it last session, the lake is almost is unnaturally calm and reflects. It is literally living to its name like a mirror. Even when the water is disturbed, it calms and settles much faster and smoother than water you've encountered in your entire life. And Quivering last week detected and determined that the water itself is somehow enchanted. By what means, he thinks it's an ancient elemental power. But
In sparing one last look back at the shore before the mists take it, do I see a four-cloven-footed figure, perhaps in the mist?
No, but you do see miserable beast. That's only because he's illuminated by a small sun-like. Oh wait, a small creature that shines like the sun, sitting next to him.
What?
And what? Then the mist sort of bellows.
I really feel bad for that demon.
I know that the orc queen is crying right now. I don't need to look back.
There are tears in her eyes. No, she is standing close to the fire eating s'mores, but whatever.
Orc s'mores.
Orc s'mores.
Made with small rats.
There's a couple of your feathers stuffed in a pillow right now.
Smorks.
My conquest pillow.
Dark has been quiet the entire morning and the entire boat ride. He's got his helmet off, and he's just staring up at the sky.
Yeah, you haven't seen it in months.
Dog, you're so quiet. What are you thinking about? Just don't say it's soup.
Well, okay. And he looks back up at the sky.
No, Dog, actually say it. We're really curious.
I tried all morning to make the soup appear. Like I did when I went into the demon's world. I thought if I concentrated enough that I could do it again and bring the soup here, but I couldn't. But then the sun, which I haven't seen in such a long time, and not just this pinhole, but the whole sky. I suppose it's the first time in my travels I've been homesick. But I'll keep trying. I'm sure I'll get it to work again.
Well, look, everybody knows you can't have soup on sunny days.
I'm sorry to hear that. That doesn't sound right.
It's all carrots. He's an orphan. They probably got gruel every day except for on sunny days.
Most days.
He kind of looks down at his lap. He's got that big wooden club kind of straddled across the boat. He's like, I do like this stick, but maybe I should have had the giant metal club.
Yeah, I think that might have been a better idea.
Then he just goes back to looking at the sky.
Ah, God damn it, Dane. So Karen says. Oh, Karen says.
Out of character, I have asked about that club for like 6 game sessions.
Have you? Which club is it?
I don't remember. Yeah, keep asking, don't we have a mall? Yes. Don't we have a giant club? Don't we?
And the thing is, none of us else had it written down. Like, no.
Somebody says it, and I almost don't know what he's talking about because I wasn't there for that session. So
I love that I missed everyone every time you ask when it's right there. It's like, oh, yeah, what are we
I thought
doing?
I had gotten it wrong and we didn't actually have one. I was like, okay.
That's what I thought, too, because I was like, maybe are you talking about the one that Nathan has? Well, and it was like,
to be fair, if he asked about it, Dane would have given it to him.
Oh, no, you're right. Darg never asked for it. This is the first time it's registered to him that I think.
And then suddenly, this is the, of course, and it being
Too bad. Back on shore.
And Dane, with his sort of absent-mindedness, is like, "Oh wait, we do have a guy who can use that." As you guys are halfway across the lake.
Are any like magic daggers anywhere that anybody's hiding in their pockets? Right.
Well, we have the poison dagger.
The dagger of poison.
It's in the party. It's in the party equipment.
Right,
got a magic corkscrew for you.
We got a morning star lying around.
All of that just laying on the beach with the orcs?
Yeah, the freaking orcs are like, this ain't some good stuff. I hope they don't come back.
Most of that is on Miserable Beast, and there's no safer place.
I'm just like, the orcs are just like, they left their stuff they need for this mission.
Yeah, I'll grab the poison dagger.
Sure.
Okay.
I'll put that as...
I didn't leave anything behind.
I just left useless crap.
The journey across the Mirror Lake is uneventful and particularly easy. And the island ahead comes into easily view, but it is veiled in a yellowish mist. Occasionally, the shape of a gloomy tower reaching to the heavens on the southern end can be glimpsed through all the haze. And you can notice a distant flock of bats behind a cliff in the far north end. Not long, you reach the shore. You pull the boat aboard?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
You step ashore, it is a rocky beach. It is devoid of all life. There are no plants, no animals, no crustaceans, no intelligent creatures, nothing like that in sight. As the mist sort of bellows away from the center part of... Wait, did you draw the sword? No, you don't.
No, I didn't. I could draw the sword. I didn't think of it. Baylor's trying to, you know.
The mist doesn't actually. The mist doesn't depart.
Once we get close, Dane is like, "Draw the sword, Baylor." That's the corrosive mist that is going to.
And then I pull the sword. I thought we just had to have it. Okay, I pull it and I hold it aloft in a noble looking fashion.
That would be the greatest end to this adventure. We all just
died.
Why are we dying? We have the sword. Baylor, I don't know. It's supposed to work. Somebody jump into the water and the hands come out and pull you down. And that's it.
So it does push away the yellow corrosive mist. And as it does, it reveals, of course, the very desolate landscape. But also it shows you, not too far from the shore, the disfigured remains of what apparently was some of Amaladuk's orcs lying scattered among the rocks.
They didn't make it.
They were wiped out by the
corrosive acid.
Corrosive mist.
Check their bodies. Just see if they have any, like...
too small.
Unfortunately, the mist is corrosive, so it's pretty much damaged and destroyed everything they had on them.
Okay.
Can we get a count of how many there were?
The numbers you see among here after a short walk, about 7 bodies.
Does that map up to the number of ones that are missing?
You were not told how many were in the PK parties or PK3, the last one. You don't know.
Okay.
No one ever asked about how many were in each expedition that went to the island.
I'll just make a note in the event we can tell her when we return.
Okay. But the... island is exceedingly barren and completely inhospitable. There is like nothing alive or anything, even remotely. No noise of much that you can hear. It's almost like it's swallowed by the mist and muffled. Not that there were any waves in the lake to begin with to be lapping into shore, but there's no particular light that you can see except for maybe this bat you saw earlier in the sky. And apart from, now that you can see it, maybe the a tower in the mist and the dead orcs, the only eye-catching feature was a pond in the middle of the island.
Does it appear that the bats are avoiding the mist?
Yeah, they're not. They can apparently enter a cave that's in the stone above the mist, but they're not going into the mist, no. Mm. Nothing would be dipping down in there.
Because this is the Misty Vale, odds are... it's probably in the tower.
Yeah, everything's in a tower here. Apparently, that's the gimmick.
It could be the trick, though. They've been leading us towards towers this whole time.
We messed up. The tower salesman could have given us a map to this tower. Oh, we have lost such an opportunity.
Bob Towers?
Yeah, Bob Towers. No, probably
he sent me a lot of flyers and promotional stuff. I get it every month.
So, do you guys head for the tower?
I draw my sword.
It's obviously in the pond.
I get my blade out.
We thought we'd establish that you had your blade out.
Oh, wait a minute. Sorry. Yes, I put my blade farther out. I don't throw it. That's what I say. I'm not throwing the sword. I'm just throwing it out.
Let's just take the scabbard away from him.
Okay.
It might be a good idea to tie a little cord from the handle.
We already talked
wrist.
About this. There might be a lanyard attached to his wrist. He's not going to let anybody see that.
I just put a cork in the top of the scabbard.
Okay. So where do you go? You can go to the lake, to the tower. You can try and see where the bats come out. Where do you wish to go, gentlemen?
Have the stories told us where the crypt is?
No.
Maybe the building.
What are the bats doing? Are they? Do they look like they have spotted us?
They might have. But to give you the one thing, you guys are definitely certain. You've seen these type of bats before. You're almost certain these are exactly the same as those vampire bats encountered in
Baylor is quite aware of what
these
bats are.
And there is no guarantee, but you know, your last encounter ended them with them coalescing into a blood demon, so who knows? But you can't be certain if they spotted you, but they've made no move towards you at this time. They have remained up at that high perch.
I'll hit you with this sword. Stay away.
Don't eat. Let them eat Baylor again.
Oh, not again.
Yeah. Where do we go, guys? What are we doing?
Well, we either go to the one building on the island or we check out the only other feature, which is the lake.
Yeah.
Well, there's the Tower of Bats.
Well, let's leave the Cliffs of Bats alone.
We have encountered stories where in our travels where things might be hidden under a lake or things might be hidden in a tower. So it's a 50-50 shot at this point.
Or we could look at both.
Let's go for the tower. That's my vote.
Tower.
Okay. Tower sounds good.
Tower makes the most sense.
Sure.
That's what Bob would want.
Let's go forth, my friends, and slay this creature.
The island towards the tower. You proceed. On a hilltop, there stands a column of white marble, so tall it rises above the yellow corrosive mist. A narrow staircase winds its way up the column.
Around or like
yes, up. Wrapping around, descending upward. Yes.
I'll go first.
I will follow you.
I will follow him.
No, I'm afraid you have to stay in the center, Baylor. Yeah.
All right, I hold the Sword of Valor out, and I head up the stairs.
I'll go third.
Well, who should go second? Dark can go second.
Go ahead, Dark.
Okay.
I got your back, man.
I'll be behind Quiverwing.
I'll go after Dark, and I'll pull my hammer out and check the... is it glowing yet or no?
No.
Nathan just said, fuck you, Tim. Yeah.
I push brains off the stairs.
Okay.
We're only 2 feet up, so...
So it's Dane, Darg. Is it... After Brain just pushed off the second step, does he wish to...
No, Baylor has to be third. He needs to be in the center.
So, it's Dane, Darg, Baylor...
Quiverwing, Siggin, Brains...
Quiverwing, Siggin... Brains.
Mm-hmm. And don't we have two orcs?
Yes, you have two orcs.
Well, one's going to be right behind me, right?
Actually, one of the orcs will want to be right behind Balor. Actually, be behind Dark. Dork. Behind Dark. So it's Dane. Mm. Dark.
Orc one.
Orc one. Orc two will bring up the rear.
What are the orcs' names again?
Usig.
We don't name them.
And Uthkar.
Usig and Uthkar. And what are their family lineages? Where are they from?
Well, Usig.
What is he, Tolkien? Jeez, shut up.
It's Malcolm. This is what he lives for.
Usyk's my man.
Stop trying to build emotional contact with them.
His name is Mark, and he really loves pickleball.
Once you give it a name, it's over.
That's right. So Usyk, he's happy enough. But but as far as Ulfkar, he basically likes silk flowers, and he's really good at kayaking. He does collect very
sheet
music. Shut
up, orc about to die.
And loves the color red. Okay, very good. So, all right. So we'll put Usyk, since he is the one who Balor's the most familiar with. So, Dane, Darg, Usyk, Balor, Quiverwing, Sagan, Brains.
Usyk, too.
I love how everyone keeps pushing Brains off the stairs.
Corinne.
Corinne, hell yeah.
And then Orc 2.
Yeah, Orc 2.
Oh, those two are going to get along great there in the back of the party.
Yeah, Corinne and Orc 2 hanging out.
Yeah.
Dynamic duo.
So, you ascend the tower. And when you reach the top, Dane, you can see it's a large sort of platform. The marble is unblemished by the corrosive mist and is perfectly, unchanged, apparently, by time. There is a large, wide stone altar, which is held up by what appears to be five carved arms holding it out of the stone up. At the top of the tower, there's an altar with a strange inscription scribbled that's sort of inscribed upon it, and shackles on the altar suggest its sacrifices are performed here, as does the burnt skeleton on its scorched surface.
Well, this is a welcoming location. I'm glad we came
here. Looks very good. We're going in the right direction.
Once I see that the area is safe, I'd like to take a look at the inscription.
What about it makes you feel safe?
Nothing?
Fair question, I feel.
Yeah.
Very well. Then you don't ever feel safe.
Yeah.
But everything that you can perceive that seems to be a threat, you seem fine.
Okay, take a look at the inscription.
The inscription, you can give me a myth and legends, I suppose.
Okay. On the money.
On the money. Gifts unto the three-tongued liberator. Offered and given in thy name to thy return.
I'll repeat that back to everyone.
What are the various ways that people could come here and survive the corrosive fog?
Well, I don't think they were supposed to.
The only one you know of is just the sword, but apparently there may be some other way.
Crunch being a Sathmog worshiper.
The body does appear to be a burnt skeleton, mostly. I mean, it is intact, but the dead body does wear a medallion with the black mark of Sathmog upon it.
Oh.
Hmm.
Okay.
They sacrifice their own.
It glows with power, Quiverwing.
Oh, it does.
Indeed.
Interesting.
Nobody put that on, okay? Dane? Yeah.
Let's leave that.
No, I got the note. I wrote it down. It's written on his hand. Do not put on strange glowing things.
Yeah. But it looks like it would fit me perfectly. It just seems to be pulling me. No, I'm just kidding.
I could touch it with the sword. I bet you would spark.
I bet you would spark. Just before self-immolation.
Okay. Well, that is all you find on the tower. That's it. Literally just, it rises up to this sacrificial platform, and there's nothing else you can see.
So no other bodies or anything, just the one on the altar? Is it chained to the altar or no?
Yes, it was chained to the altar.
So why can't we...
Actually, no, I mean, I think the body was chained to the altar.
Well, then we see how they feel about their own followers.
Meh. Is that it? Who knows?
So this isn't our guy here.
if it is, it's very anticlimactic, I feel.
Well, this is a hell of a place to ambush us, though. You know, if he suddenly pops up and ends up being Sarth, maybe being Azarkoth, we would literally have very little room to run. And he could just kick us off. He could just push us off.
Can I check for any, like, secret doors?
Yeah, that's what I want to do. Baylor wants to look around.
You can do
sure
a spot hidden.
Sure.
So there's no doors leading into the tower?
No, it's just a platform. You easily just reach up top platform. Okay. It's
I rolled a set. Sorry. I rolled a 7 out of my 16.
Oh, I have a 17. I rolled an 18. I see nothing.
I'm going to examine the medallion.
Do you pick it up?
No. Do the other part first.
Pick up what?
Okay.
Exactly. I'm not picking anything up.
Dane.
Yes.
In your search, you find no particular seams that reveal a secret passage or doorway. Nothing that appears to be out of place than what you see, except the fact that the tower is unblemished from time. Except for the scorch marks and the actual surface of the altar itself, you get the impression that it probably was not a part of the original construction. That someone unfortunately had to carry this up here somehow. Except the altar.
Is there anything on its, what remains of it, to indicate what how old it might be?
On the tower or the altar?
The altar or the skeleton?
The skeleton and the altar, you really can't tell. It being stone, you just think it's been there a while. But skeleton, based on its remains, you get the impression that it is quite old. Like, literally, it probably should have maybe blown away or been destroyed or something by time, because its clothing is something that seems...
Out of this period.
Out of this period, yes.
Okay. Well, at least we know it's not a recent visitor.
No, you don't get that impression.
Could this be, like, the other place we went for a while?
Oh, God, I hope not.
I don't think that's like that.
Let's hope not.
Suck.
I don't think I ever want to see Baylor and Dog do that again.
I don't what?
I didn't want to see it the first time.
The horrors.
So Darg's got kind of an itch, like his back. He hates this plate mail. It's like all itchy. And he's going to do, like, you see those people when their back itches, like against a tree or whatever. He's going to lean his back against the altar and just start trying to scratch his back as best he can. He's going to push really hard. He's trying to get into the to the itch. I'm player.
Yes.
I'm pushing on this altar stone that doesn't seem to be made of the same time as the tower.
No.
Is that an athletics check? Or what do you do?
We'll
strength
do it. We'll just do it.
A
strength check.
You know, it's strength. All right. Well, I rolled a 15, which is below his strength, so I guess I made a strength check.
You are vigorously rubbing and sort of pushing, and the altar does actually shift and move.
What is this?
You know, he's like pushing it. This thing won't stay still, and he's trying to.
Wait, my friend, let me come examine this.
What? It's just an itch.
No, I don't care about. I mean, the altar.
I don't want to touch it.
Huh?
Should I roll?
Dark something? Moves. He's just like. Stupid plate mail.
Do I have to roll to see a hole, if there's a hole, or is there a tracks, or...
No, there is no
drag
hole
marks,
there.
Or...
You find nothing.
But it did move.
It did move, but that did not reveal a hidden... entrance.
Hmm. I'll use fetch to get the medallion off of the corpse.
All right, you use fetch to pull the diamond. The second the medallion is lifted from the body, and the head falls off backwards.
Oof.
Somebody have a
pouch?
I was
late for a minute. What the hell?
Got a pouch here.
A blue shimmering glow rises up from the body.
Oh, great.
And the figure of a man wearing what appears to be some sort of, like, stylized robes and has markings upon his face, including on his forehead the tattoo denoting him as a worshipper of Sathmog, and he hisses all power to Sathmog, a three-tongued liberator.
You fine.
Actually, I just realized you probably don't understand it. You don't understand it. But anyway,
he attacks.
Well, I would.
It was a great speech nonetheless.
Yes, you understand. You understand it, and that's what he says. And let's go to initiative.
Yay.
Son of a...
All right, so let's start off with...
Just go in the order we were lined up in.
Dane.
Three.
Zig.
One.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
Nice.
Quiverwing.
Oh, we should be saying these. Nine.
Balor.
Six.
I'm batting cleanup.
Six it is.
Brains.
Four.
Nice.
Four on the floor.
Darg.
Five.
How about Corinne and the orcs?
Orcs. I guess. Wait, get Corinne.
Corinne goes on two.
Two. Orcs. Seven. The other.
Yes.
Nice. Finally, the bad guys.
And servant of the three towns.
Seth Mongus. Oh, my God.
Seth Mongus. Oh, help me, God.
I repent.
So, yes. The, you guys go. we'll start off with Sig with her moon bow against undead. Great.
Oh, it is.
Oh, good.
what a coincidence.
I said, don't touch the medallion. And then I will fire the bow.
I want to point out, I didn't touch it.
You removed it from its place.
You're right. Fetch.
You did not touch it.
Did not touch it.
Only your power reached out to touch it.
And that is a hit.
Okay. Just so you know, ghosts do qualify as undead. And because of the moon bow's power, having been recently charged under the full moon, it acts as an automatic dragon roll. So you may choose the effect of a dragon roll ranged attack.
Which is double damage is one of them, right? Because I'm going to do that one.
For range attacks, yes, your weapon damage is doubled, excluding, of course, your bonus. And the other one is armor, and natural armor has no effect against the attack, is the other option.
Okay. Oh, that's fantastic roll. All of four base damage.
Dun, dun, dun!
So double that.
Holy shit, he has a hangnail.
Yeah, eight.
And do you have any bonus damage from a stat?
That is, Jesus Christ, one. So nine. I have nine damage.
Still 9 points of damage.
Well, I was cut off guard.
We have to start somewhere.
Don't worry, Dane will save you.
Watch out, guys. I bet he's got a rock.
As my move action, I push Darg towards the ghost.
For her action, Corinne will sing a song of encouragement. You can do it. You guys can do it. You can kill it. It's a ghost. I don't know how. Good luck.
Where was that song one initiative?
I know. I never heard it.
It's a new one I wrote. We're going to do it. And she will succeed. So now, from now on, all of your rolls will be at a boon.
Give us any rule, we'll break it.
All right.
And you have. Don't touch that.
All right. On three.
Take it.
Okay. Dane'll yell at us like, go back to your evil master, the Overfiend.
Ooh.
And I rolled a three. So, yeah, I hit. Yes. I'm just going to roll. Let's tell it otherwise. I'm just going to roll normal damage. Oh, that's an eight. I can't roll those. Two points of damage. I'm minned out.
Ooh, I don't like this.
Shitty rolls tonight. Great.
Your minimum rolls will not kill me.
Your mortal powers will not stand against the three-tongued liberator, Skater Serpent. Or second. Okay, not greatest, but somewhere near the middle. Okay, a little bit of low, but not as low as others.
We're going to call that thing the Servant of the Overfiend.
The Unterfiend.
Okay. Tell me more about the three tongues. Can they act independently?
Yes, they can. Touching each part of you, bringing you liberation.
Join us. Join our three tongues.
The more that you call it the Overfiend, the more we go into anime territory. Or hentai territory.
Do not continue.
Get to the now. Okay. That done, we'll go to Braids.
All right. I'm going to see if my my hammer of fiend crushing can crush this fiend.
Okay. Just so you know, each of your weapons have struck and had a sort of effect on the being as it passed through. Or was it sort of, you did feel like a solidness, like the arrow sunk in and then passed through. There was some resistance and an effect that hit.
How come I didn't get a special weapon? I wanted a special weapon.
You are a special weapon.
You are a nuclear weapon.
You shoot
lightning.
You corkscrew dick crazy man.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. That's a special weapon.
Okay. I wouldn't be surprised if you crapped thunder, really.
So, Brains, you attempt to hit it with Fiend.
Fiend Crusher, and I hit with a 9, and I also rolled shitty damage with a total of 5.
We're not going to kill this thing.
You've done almost 20 points of damage to it.
We're going to wait and edit that. Okay. Darg.
Darg, having faced incorporeal creatures and knowing that only magic weapons can hurt them, mm-hmm. will pick up the guy's skull and throw it at him as an improvised weapon. Because he knows his club doesn't work.
Okay.
So he'll just... So is that, how do you, what do you roll for just like throwing, like,
wait,
is that like
why
an improvised weapon or?
Roll it, just roll your, well.
Why does this club work?
This is a piece of wood.
Yeah. Darg's previous experiences have taught him that he doesn't think his club will work against it.
Right. So I roll a 9.
Oh, disrespectful. You hit me with my own head.
So he just throws the skull at him.
Grab the skull. It's almost very brittle. You throw it. It goes right through the ghost and off the tower and way into down below.
Into the pond, disturbing the watcher in the pond.
Into the corrosive mists.
Into the corrosive mist, lost from sight, but appears to have no
effect. I keep thinking of Lord of the Rings when you hear it banging and all of a sudden the army comes up.
Yeah. Oh, right. Darg.
Darg's move. He's like,
Bala, wielder of Umdurum, what do you do?
You know, you have a magic cloak, Darg. You could wrap him with it.
I say, Bell Worshipper, Smoth, whatever the fuck your god's name is. It doesn't really matter. You suck. And then he just hit him with the sword. And, ooh, thank God it's a boon because I rolled a demon and then I rolled a 12. So I hit 2d10. It's 4. Okay, 16. And, yep. 17 points of damage.
Jiminy crickets.
Whoa, holy crap.
It does 2d10, and I rolled a 10 and a 6, and I rolled 1 with my strength, so. I figured one of us had to roll decent damage. And that's with that sword. Does it automatic crit? Or is that only with a demon?
It's only with a demon.
Okay. Oh, well. Still hurts.
So, with the striking of Endurman, the ghost screams in agony as it and dissipates.
Yes, of course. Yeah, that's right. I am mighty.
Into the pouch.
And into
happy
the pouch.
That we defeated him.
Do you do any type of magical examination of this medallion you've just taken that's raised to ghost? I'm just asking.
Well, I have to say that in order for me to do it, the way that sense magic is written in the compendium here, I have to be holding it.
We need our duck.
Which means I had to get it into the pouch in order to hold it. So that's what I'm doing now.
Okay. Are you going to cast it now?
Yes, I'm going to cast sense magic on it.
Does that cost anything?
Yes, it costs some willpower.
good.
Cost a willpower. Point, which
a real bad point, yeah. It is a magical medallion.
No.
The medallion is charged with 20 willpower.
Oh.
That only the wearer can use. But you must wear it, not simply just hold it.
Okay.
Oh, that's so.
This is what gave him the will to be killed here, I guess. I don't know. Whatever.
But the medallion has the marks of Sathmog on it.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. It does have the black mark of Sathmog.
Yeah, I mean.
perhaps we should not wear that except in moments of dire necessity.
Yeah, whatever.
It is a valuable
in dire necessity, you make a terrible move accessorizing. Right.
Yes.
I've done that once, and it cost me.
And I package it up and put it away.
Okay.
I'm going to make you an iron finger.
So, okay, understand that the way this... Okay, you are not putting it in a place you could easily... You're packing it away.
Packing it away.
Okay.
And there's nothing else in this tower or around this tower. It's
nothing
just
else in this tower. I mean, there's basically not... I mean, basically just a tower going up leading to a platform. And on that platform, there's just the altar. And now a headless skeleton burnt body.
Well, gentlemen, it looks like Bob was full of shit.
Yeah, I'm going to look around... I'm going to see if I can find any loose stones or...
On the tower?
Yeah, on the tower.
Yeah, you can give me a spot check. Spot hidden, excuse me.
Hey, I actually made it. I rolled a 6.
Okay. Much like your compatriots, you've searched the flat tower and found nothing. No missing stone, no hidden door. Not even with shifting the altar was anything more interesting revealed.
Hmm.
Well, my friends, that pretty much leaves us with the lake in the middle or the tower full of bats.
It's a sort of rock outcropping. But yeah.
Oh, right. The rock outcropping of bats.
I say lake next.
Yeah, lake. Lake sounds good.
And we'll go back down the stairs, I guess.
I'm getting thirsty.
Now, how big functionally is this island for our own edification? Is it like... acres and acres, or is it...
No. It's a tiny island.
That is a tiny island.
Can we all fit on this island?
Yes, you can all fit on this island. On the tower itself, even that platform at the top, you probably couldn't all fit on top of that platform. It probably most... Actually, you know, with... I guess you probably all get from the platform on the tower, so it's...
How about just the top of that, you make it by just, 10 or something? Maybe you just make it by 10. It's 320 meters.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, that sounds
good.
Yeah.
320 meters. But it's not a very... Yeah, the island is rather is pretty small.
Yeah. I've been practicing my swimming, so if you guys want to hit the lake, I'm good.
More of a pond at this point.
You guys want to hit the puddle, let me know.
That sounds so defeatist. That's terrible. But yes. So you guys are going to go down to the pond?
Yeah.
Far less dramatic, but yes.
Yes, let's go.
To the all puddle. Right.
In a hollow surrounded by barren hills is a pond. At its edge lies the corpse of an orc, seemingly burned to death by acid.
Hmm.
The water is clear.
That's awesome that he made it this far. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Good for him.
The water is clear and utterly devoid of life. A staircase can be seen at the bottom, leading upwards into the mountain.
Oh, so at the bottom of the pond, there's a stairway going up into the mountain.
Into the mountain.
Towards the bats.
Interesting. Do you have to swim to get to it?
I mean, if it's underwater, I'd imagine so.
Baylor, well, if he said, I propose I want to stick the tip of this sword into the pond to see what happens. Does anybody think that's a bad idea?
Just the tip.
Just the tip.
Just the
tip.
It
always starts with the tip, and I stick the tip in the blade.
You stick the tip of the sword into the water. Just the tip.
Penetrates the surface.
I want to make sure it's moist.
To make sure it's moist.
Could be a dry lake.
And you hear it.
It is an old lake.
It's a hoarse and urgent voice that echoes in your mind.
A horse?
Oh, Jesus, not this again. All right. Well, it hasn't happened to Baylor yet. Okay.
All power. All power to Sackmog, our three-tongued liberator. Welcome, bearer of the sword.
And you can give me a will roll to resist fear.
Such a loser. And I will...
As the voice of Azaghoth blows. What's a big mind.
Is that everyone or just him?
Just him. He put his sword tip in the water.
Will. Yes.
rolled a 9. I have a will 12. I go, you're weak. I'm coming to get you.
So, yes, the stairwell can be seen under the clear water of this pond leading up.
I share my what happened with my compatriots.
You hearing voices?
Is that well, I'm not getting in that water.
Maybe there's a drier entrance somewhere.
I don't know. Let's look around.
I suspect.
Is there a plug at the bottom of this pond we can pull?
No, from the clear link, you cannot see a plug at the bottom of the pond.
Oh, how unfortunate.
It is amazingly clear, though.
Is there nothing living or in the
nothing
lake?
Living in this pond. It is devoid of all life.
All right. Oh, fuck me.
You guys are going to search around, I'm sorry?
Yes, I'm going to look around and see if there's some sort
why
of...
Why don't you give me a spot hidden?
Okay. Oh, I can do that.
Ooh, yes.
I made it by 8, I think. Ooh, made, got a
no,
2.
Made it by...
I made it.
9.
Examine the ground around the pond. You can see footprints leading into and out of the water.
Hmm. Are they orcish footprints?
You do not believe these are orcish. The weight seems odd.
Take off a feather, throw it into the water.
You pluck a glorious little glitterous feather and drop it in the water, and it sort of floats down and hits the surface. Eventually, it doesn't. Actually, it doesn't really sink. It just sort of sits on the surface.
Yeah. Hmm.
Just as your feathers would, but...
Okay.
Perhaps eventually it will become soaked, but if it's splashed on, but nothing else happens to it.
Okay. Poke it with a stick.
Well, Baylor will dip his toe into the water, because at this point we have nothing else.
It is cold. No seems to.
Meh, it's just cold. But not... It's just cold. But not as cold as that water that was in the Oracle's cave.
Oh, yes, this, that was
horrible. This is cold, but not actually unpleasant at all.
So is it possible, just thinking, that we can get to the stairs and get up? Because it looks like the stairs go higher. We have no other way of, we can't breathe water.
You could get to the stairs, but you'll probably have to, you know, hold your breath and swim down there to do it. This will, of course, soak all of your gear, including torches and lanterns.
So once we get inside, we'll have to dry off everything.
We try to find another entrance.
That's a good point. There's the cave.
We have oil and skins. We can wrap the torches in the skins.
Or we could go to the cave.
We do.
The lanterns just simply have to be actually just, you know, they have to be filled with oil. And the oil is separate right now. You'd have to just make sure the wicks are secured somehow.
Are you saying this is normal water?
Yeah, I have my lantern. Now I can.
It says, from all ability to detect anything odd, no, yes, the water does seem normal. Does not seem to be corrosive in any way. That's what you mean.
Yeah.
I think we should try the cave.
Well, you can continue searching, Alan, for another entrance.
Oh, yes. You mean the bat cave? You mean the bat cave?
We can go to the back cave or we can search the island for another entrance, but I think we should check that. This puts us at a disadvantage. Coming out of the water, if it's dark, we could be attacked.
How many bats have we seen?
It's about a dozen or so bats, as you can see. I understand that it is currently daylight, so it's not there particularly. That's odd that you see them at all, but, you know, things are weird.
If you're worried about it being dark, I could light up your sword, Baylor.
Well, everybody else would be at a disadvantage, though. I think we should just try something else. Use this as a different resort.
Okay. Yeah, let's go look around for a little bit.
Yeah, weird stairs in the water seems like kind of the last place we want to go.
The island with the undead lich was the last place I wanted to go, but it's kind of a thing we have to do.
Yeah, we're already here, but out of things that are in this terrible... it actually hasn't been so bad so far. One stupid ghost.
Dark, what do you think? I promised myself I'd ask that at least once.
Well, I'll go where the group wants to go. I mean, the
great
stairs...
opinion.
The stairs are there, but, you know... I think I was expecting something more sinister.
Like the rocky outcrop of bats?
Well, it's not really sinister. Don't they just live there doing bat stuff?
Yeah, but they're like, bats.
Yeah, I mean, that's not their fault.
You guys do have to recall that all of you, he was down in the tomb.
Oh, right. He didn't see the bats.
When the vampire goblet. When it was still in the goblet, when the vampire bats attacked and then coalesced into a blood demon, and the blood demon was slain by the time he reached the top. So he has no clue of anything being wrong with the bats being there. It just seems to be bats doing bat things is perfectly understandable for him.
Yeah.
Matt, all right. So I'll open the. I'm all for swimming down there and swimming up the stairs.
I don't know how to swim. That's why I'm reluctant.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a problem.
We have ropes, so we can do again what we've done before, is have those who can swim the best.
The two orcs are very kind of like.
This is a disaster. We are not going in. This is going to end poorly. I think we should try something else.
Okay.
Very well.
I agree with the sword bear. We can always return here. We know where these stairs are.
Okay. The only other feature of this entire island is the bat cave. So we go to the bat cave.
Yeah.
Mm. And we go from there to the bat cave. Let's go, my friends.
Seth Mug.
Holy three tongues, Seth Mug.
Don't go down this road after the knowledge I learned today about them.
Tears sent me about Adam West.
Should be a
fuck monster.
while you're looking this up,
the man's dad. He can't deny it.
No,
he was proud of it.
Yeah, he was apparently so prolific. Like, he was having sex before the show, during breaks, afterwards. He and the guy who played the Riddler got thrown out of an orgy because they were acting like their characters at the orgy. Apparently, women were lining up to get to his trailer. Like, he was just notorious, like, all the time, everywhere.
He took advantage of his fame.
Yeah, like I'm gonna hit the downshot of what you're talking about yet.
Wow. Okay.
It was also that period was swinging. So,
meanwhile, back in a less swinging situation, your intent is to go climb the mountain up there to.
The bat cave.
You can lead a duck to water, but you can't make him swim.
Okay.
I was kind of hoping there was a cave down below. I guess we're gonna climb this mountain.
For the players, you can look on the virtual tabletop. You can see the bat's the top end of the map. You guys will have to climb that. That is from, I'd say right about here, where you can see that little pulse I just put there. This is about the base of this mountain, and it begins to rise steadily and steeply. So do you guys wish to try and climb up that way?
Yes.
If there's no path or anything we can find.
There is no path.
Okay.
I would probably suggest either some bushcraft to try and find a way to climb up there safely enough, and then we'll need some athletic checks.
Okay.
I do have both of those skills.
Athletics? Let me just double check myself. I'm looking at the thing in the wrong game. Not athletics, sorry. I mean, you will need to make agility.
Agility
checks.
Oh, good. They're both the same number for me.
Agility or strength. I'll let you do that. You can do the agility or strength as far as climbing up to climb up there. Okay.
Sounds good.
Agility or strength?
Try and find a place.
Well, tie a rope to me. I can climb.
Oh, I got a one.
Oh, well, good for you.
Nice.
You're like Legolas. Remember when they're all climbing in the snow? He's like walking along the top of the snow.
Baylor got a one.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. All right. So we have a choice between, you said what, agility or strength?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right.
I made it right on.
Can't you fly? Oh, you can't.
Okay.
I can't fly.
I rolled an 8. That's nice.
I don't have that spell yet.
I rolled a 9. I got a 17 agility.
Agility, I got agility with a 10.
I'm using strength, so he made it by quite a lot. I think we're doing all right.
Yeah.
How'd the orcs do?
We would help them.
I made it right on. I'm not helping anybody. I'm barely making it myself.
So... after, I guess, a relatively successful climb for most of you, only a few falls among the orcs enter in.
Actually, no, Bryn didn't fall. She's fine. You guys are climbing up. So basically, we'll just, you know, the thing is you reach and it sort of almost goes over. It sort of rises up. And there's almost like a cliff face that sort of flies, that sort of goes back. And then you can see a little bit further down along the cliff, there is an opening which the bats are sort of coming in and out of. But since you're not up here and you're in their territory and you're climbing and holding on to rocks, the bats will
attack.
You've
drawn their attention.
You've drawn their attention.
Dun, dun, dun.
So
do we get to the lip edge so we can at least stand up? Or are we...
There's no way to stand on this, no. It is literally almost, like I said, that where I pinged it, that was where the base was, and it begins a sort of almost semi-vertical sort of thing. There's no really good place to stand. You are clinging onto the rock, climbing up it.
Got it.
And I will tell you right now, only melee attacks will be available to really do. Unless your range attacks require only one hand. And they will all be at a bane.
Ooh, if you got the range attacks?
No.
All attacks?
All attacks.
All attacks.
Okay. Ooh.
If you wish to hold on. You can let go. We'll just deal with fall damage. Or, you know, so. But let us begin with this. So, Dane.
8. Yay.
Sig.
2.
2. Use those arrows. Nope.
Quiverwing.
Yeah, I'll go on a 5. Nice.
Brains.
1. Ooh. Oh, God.
1.
Darg.
9.
You bet and clean up, buddy.
It's for the best.
Balor.
7.
Corinne.
3.
Red Shirts.
10.
God. Oof.
Go work, Brigade.
The bats.
4 and 6. All right.
I go before half the party. More than half the party.
Corinne is willing to trade her initiative for somebody else's unless she wanted to go that early.
I think Corinne should go
she
first.
She can't play her lyre.
Oh.
It's two-handed.
Yeah, we're climbing, so she can't do
shit. Son of
shit.
A bitch. Can't she sing or anything?
Can't I have to sing? Wait till you get close to swing. So
she can sing.
We all have to wait till they get close. Sing.
I mean,
we can wait till they get close.
She can't sing?
She can sing. I'm just...
Acapella is not her strong
suit. How close is Corinne to Darg? Not too far.
I would say they consider themselves friends at least.
I was assuming the same marching order, so she's pretty far behind.
Oh, so you're pretty... Okay.
If that's changed, I was not aware that it changed.
Nah, it probably wouldn't have changed.
Okay.
How close are we to a point where I can is there any way, like, some little plateau area nearby I can scurry to?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not. There's no plateau area except for going back down to the bottom.
Yes, the bat caves are wonderful this time of year. We should summer here.
So she can still sing if you guys want her to keep where she is. Okay.
All right. Well, I'm assuming I'm within 2 meters of other folks that they are attacking.
Probably, yes.
Probably, yes. 6 feet? 6 feet, yes. So probably, yes. Right. Yes. Everyone has to stay within 10 meters of Sean's character.
Okay. So I'm going to activate my backstabbing ability. And I'm going to try...
Heroic backstab, activated.
yes, that's and awesome. I'm going to use my stabby knife.
On Sean?
Not on Sean this time, but I'm thinking about it. I rolled a 15, I've got a 16, so I barely made it.
Mm-hmm.
They do not get a dodge or parry or anything. And I'm also going to activate my assassin's ability. So that means
against bats.
Yes.
We get the bat and attack the bats. The bats is so my own business. Who are we attacking them?
3d8. So 1, 5, 2. So it's 8, and then a d6 for my agility. That's 3. Yeah. So 11 points of damage.
A number of bats fall under your stabby stabs.
Stabby vermin.
Figgy.
Well, I guess I will use my dagger and give it a good swipe.
Do you understand that all these attacks, of course, are at a bane?
Oh, well, shit. Rolled the exact same number on both dice. So. Huh?
Corinne's song didn't work?
No, Corinne hasn't started yet. She doesn't sing
and she doesn't start. She goes after him.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah. Regardless, they both rolled an 11 on both dice, so I hit. And I will actually use the Dragon Slayer. Which an attack aimed at a monster deals an additional D8 damage. Fuck that die. That's a 1 so far. Mm. So 6. 8 points of damage total. This die is going in the punishment box.
Okay. All right. Another few bats fall. As they come in for their bitey-bitey, then you get them.
That's all I can do.
Corinne will sing.
Sing the song.
Oh, good. Sorry. I misunderstood that symbol at first. It is a dragon. It is a beautiful song that echoes across the mountaintop, out across the lake. One of heroic sacrifice and stalwart courage. The adding a boon to everyone's role. This will cancel out the standing situational bane.
Oh, cool.
If there's any more boons are added after this, they will go be a positive. So, basically,
so what do you get for a dragon on your bard skill? It's got to be something.
Everyone's really impressed.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on. How about something like it at least doesn't cost her any willpower? It's got to be something. I know she's an NPC.
It costs her no willpower then.
Okay. It's got to be something. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, to me, this is one of those heroic moments where, you know, she didn't think she could do it without her lyre, and all of a sudden this beautiful voice came out. The lyre only held her back.
It did. It only held her back. It is amazing.
Your ears got a little bit longer.
Bats!
All right.
Okay, for that attack. Let's see. Mass attack! Okay. So, they swarm and bite everyone with slashing damage.
No!
No!
Yes!
And, well, it just says each. But basically, all the characters within 10 meters, which is all the characters, so you want to be in 10 meters because you don't want to be outside the 10 meters, otherwise you're taking acid damage from the cloud, suffer a D8. Let's see.
Holy shit. That could kill Corinne.
That's a lot.
It could kill Corinne.
Don't kill Corinne!
Don't bother me like that.
And if she does die, keep singing for the remainder of the round.
Everyone takes 5 points of damage. Of course, attract your armor.
Ooh.
I think. Let me make sure. Yes. And we recover the same amount in blood and hit points. Excellent.
Or soup in Dar's case.
Right. Restore the blood!
They just get bloated.
Like, so how does that work? Some of the bats rise from the dead?
Yes!
They were falling. I feel a little better now. Okay.
I feel a little better now. They latch on and they sort of crawl across the rock so they fell and they come grab you.
I was in a flat spin. I just hit opposite rudder.
They're just licking the blood off the rocks.
They do. And they just, but yes, that's how they do it. It turns into a red mist and flies over to them and feels a bit better and rise up off the ground.
Okay, Castlevania.
It's that! Okay.
I take out my chain whip.
But yeah, that is what they do on their first attack.
That's all they need to do.
Quivering.
What am I going to do? I gotta save the old willpower for buddies. So I'm going to stave him.
Is that a one-handed attack?
Oh, shit. It's two-handed attack.
You, of course, could use the power of the medallion if only you were wearing it.
Help them!
The strength of Sathmog could be yours to use and wield against these bats, but you chose not to wear the medallion.
Oh, please. Keep talking. So Corinne took 5 points of damage, huh? She's looking hurt, right?
Yes.
Okay, I will.
You didn't. It's almost like you didn't think it was possible she could look paler, but now her skin almost looks translucent.
Mm-hmm. So as I look at, hold on one sec, let me check this real quick to make sure that it's just a word, right? Okay, it's just a word. Okay. It's just a word. I will I will heal the word. I'll almost drag it. Damn it.
You don't have to touch her?
Nope. Okay. Just a word. She's back.
Okay. She's back to her pale corpse-like complexion.
Yes.
All right.
She does have the least hit points of everybody in the party, right?
Yeah.
Vastly.
I think she's rocking.
Not vastly.
Yeah, really not vastly.
What did I have last? I thought I increased it. Yeah, I increased my hit points to 9.
That's only 2 less than me.
I used an advancement for to get there.
Jesus Christ.
Shut up.
That is sad. That is sad. My staff, which I never use, could kill you twice.
That is so weak.
Exactly. I was like, I need to spend an advancement.
And that's his weak weapon.
Yeah, that's your
that's your weak weapon.
That's the weapon I use when I don't want to burn.
This is
Will.
Why no one should question my taking of the weasel. So, Quiverwing heals.
Yeah, that's all I do. As I heal her. Okay. That's the most useful thing I can do.
Bats again! That's a different one. Oh, okay. All right. What is everyone's constitution? I need the highest.
Mine is 12. 11.
I have an 11.
My lawyer has advised me not to answer that question.
Very good lawyer you have.
So Darg has a 15.
15. Darg, you are the one they attack.
Okay.
Yum.
Yes, so they launch an assault against the player with the highest constitution, inflicting... Oh.
I.e. the most blood.
Yes. 2d6 slashing damage.
Oh. Come on, roll low, roll low.
Is this across everybody or just him?
Just him. You take a... Yeah, that was her former hit point. It's 7 points of damage and suffer a fear attack, so give me a will roll. As they swarm on you and begin strawing out the blood. Which almost forms like 9, a mistiness.
So I pass my will roll.
So you do not fall in complete fear as your blood life essence is drained out of you.
But he is, and as they take, they're all over him, and as they take flight,
they almost flap their wings, and this red mist moves to those who are even some of the fallen. They begin to flap up.
So they do no damage to me. Just so
they do your armors.
I have 7 armor.
Yeah, they do no damage.
Yes.
They're nothing then.
I haven't taken any of the damage. He's freaking out. They're all over him. But it's like a giant tin can.
It's bizarre. It's like,
Thank.
A comic image of a slow motion of a bat with 2 broken teeth flying away.
Also, if he has 7 armor, why aren't we sending him first in everything?
Seriously.
You could have 7 armor and a giant maul. I don't know.
Oh, I see a new etching on that armor. Tip of the spear. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Here we go.
It's because Dark can't hurt anything. Everything, every other thing we fight is incorporeal.
They're kind of cute, though.
Mm. Next.
If they were animals, I'd befriend one.
All right.
They are not.
Next is 7. Who's 7?
Valor, wielder of Umdurum.
Valor cannot wield Umdurum because it's a 2-handed sword. So Valor is going to use.
Hold on a second.
He can't put it back in the scabbard because it's corked.
Still out.
You cannot. Yeah, you can't do anything.
You can do nothing but hold the sword, Manny.
Fuck.
You can just hold it.
I'm just holding the sword.
The sword is on a string around his neck.
It sucks. I can't.
Okay. Darn.
All right.
Darn, I'm gonna keep climbing. Fuck y'all. I'm leaving. Fuck y'all.
Wait, don't I go on?
You're
8.
In the middle. You're going to 8. Somebody. Yes. Yeah. Oh, sorry, Dane.
All right. I'll swing out with Astrid. I hit.
That's fucked up.
That is funny. You can't put the sword away. Like, oh shit! I should have put it on a lanyard around my neck.
6 points of damage.
Dragged it over my back.
And if I use double slash, I get another attack. Is that correct?
You hit 2 targets, I think.
Yeah, what happens if I use double slash in this instance?
Let's just do it again.
So you roll for a set to attack once. If it succeeds, both enemies are hit, so they both take the damage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's kind of like a cleave thing. So what would
you say? But they both take the
two enemies are attacked within 2 meters of you,
and they both take the same damage.
It's a swarm, so
would that double the damage?
I wouldn't.
No, I'm not going to give you anything for that. No,
fuck. Do you got Dragon Slayer? Or
I do have Dragon Slayer. That's
Dragon Slayer will give you an extra D8.
Okay.
so you're invoking the power of Astrid.
I am. I wanted to do it with Double Slash, but I guess I will use. I guess I will use Dragon Slayer.
Okay.
So I think it's worth it.
Eight.
Eight, and you plus 3. You had the hole.
No, I had 6 before.
Oh, 6. Sorry.
Yeah. So it's 14 points.
14 divided by 2. Okay.
That cost me 3 willpower.
Wait. Yes, it's 3 willpower.
Okay.
I just want to point out to everyone that Malcolm just said divided by 2.
Shut up. Never mind.
I heard it.
You keep quiet.
Magic sword. Magic sword.
Yes, it's a magic sword. It's a magic swarm. It's a non-magical swarm also. Anyway, just so you know, most damage is completely halved against swarms.
Son of a bitch.
Unless you hit him with a tree, which unfortunately we can't use.
Unfortunately, no one brought a tree this time.
Dark brought the tree.
I thought about using ensnaring, but it doesn't work here.
All right, Darg, you have the tree.
I can't use it. It's two-handed weapon. So yep, I'm going to punch him. I'm just going to try to, my free hand, he's going to try to, like, punch the ones that are on him with his brawling skill. And he will hit. So I'm going to spend the 3 willpower for massive blow. Oh, no, wait. Can I? No, that's only with two-handed weapons, isn't it?
It's only with two-handed weapons, yeah.
So then I guess all I get is my strength die. Oh boy!
Oh no! But spend 3 willpower points for to summon the power of Ozzy.
use the Sabbath, the power of the Agar.
I will wield the Black Sabbath.
Are you wearing rabbit skins?
Do you have furs on?
Do you have rabbit fur?
So given his damage, and the fact that I know what Malcolm's going to do to this damage, Dart slaps wildly and frantically at these bats. I rolled a 1 for damage.
Okay, well, the good thing is...
All of us had she rolls.
We're going to be defeated by bats.
Can we continue? Like, can we move? Like, in combat, you can fight and move. So can he swat and... climb?
You can move half your movement, but the very fact that understand that everybody's sort of in front of, behind you, and on this rock, because everybody's trying to stay within 10 feet of Balor.
Or 10 meters of 10, Balor.
10 meters of Balor, which is like 30 feet. There's a lot of room, wiggle room.
I guess he'll just
hang so you out. Can move, but you will move it high because you're climbing on a vertical set. So, yeah, you're not moving it.
Yeah, I'll climb because Balor is right in front of me, so I've got a bit of room.
Room, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to climb up next to Balor.
Okay, because Dane, you are at the summit, effectively.
Yes, bring them to here to bring...
Actually, he's down below. He's going to climb to be right next to Balor.
Okay.
That's it. That's the end of his turn. So, he swats. He does this 1 point of damage.
Okay. The orcs are pretty much doing the exact same thing because their weapons are too big to do anything more. They're two-handed, so they swat... And, God. One slips. That was a demon he rolled. So, Ufkar slips and falls.
Tumbling down.
How high are we? He's not on. He's just tumbling down the mountain, rolling down.
Oh, okay.
Tumbling down the mountain into the acid?
Yes,
no, the acid is the clouds.
He tumbles down the mountain.
It goes into the acid.
It goes into the acid. It disappears into the mist. And as soon as he hits it, you hear out. Because he's wearing full plate, and he just sort of... And he's just tumbling, and he falls, yes. That's with him. The other, and Usig did hit... Apparently, he is doing the same thing Darg is with his 1. And it's not particularly...
Mighty warriors up against bats. We're like, no,
stop, get off me. Nasty bat.
So,
ew, yeah. It's in my hair.
So, we will end it here at this hijinks of the mountain climbing bat attack.
Maybe my desk will cooperate better next week.
Right. Next time we will finish this battle and hopefully, one way or the other, it'll be finished.
Yes, we'll finish something.
This battle
will fall into the acid, except for Baylor, leave him all alone. But thanks for watching, everybody. Have a great night.
Yeah,
everybody. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Hi, this is Matt, the co-host of the Advanced Age Role-Playing Gamers podcast, and you've been listening to our latest actual play, Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, using the Dragonbane TTRPG from Free League Publishing, based on the classic Swedish role-playing game, Drakkar Demoner. If you like what you hear, please follow, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel and anywhere else you find podcasts. We also really appreciate feedback and chatting with folks, so feel free to tweet us, comment on our YouTube, or leave us a review so we can reach even more people. You can also visit our website at www.theaarpgs.com, where you can read more about the cast, listen to old episodes, and even shop our store for cool Geek Chic merchandise. This story features Malcolm and Nathan as co-GMs. Malcolm will also be playing the role of Karin, a halfling bard. Nathan will be playing the role of Brains, a wolfkin thief. Our players for this story are Tyr as Dane Ringson, a human scholar. Sean as Baylor Banefire, a dwarven smith. Chris as Sigyn, an elven huntress. Anthony as Corgan Stonehammer, a halfling fighter. And Tim as Quiverring, the Mallard Mage. Character artwork created by Nemesis to Anthony Cupo and friend of the show, Jody P. Schaefer, whose work you may recognize from Metacopolix, Mari Kari, Megas XLR, and MTV's Downtown. Contact him when the time is right. You'll know how and when. Music licensed through Dark Fantasy Studios and SoundCue. Sound effects by Nathan, using Krotos Weaponizer, Studio, and Dehumanizer, using libraries from Boom Library, SoundCue, Krotos, and his own recordings. So thank you again for taking time to sit down with us at our gaming table. And until next time, remember, you're never too old to roll.